The federal government locked down this country, and then opioid deaths spiked. And the government, what did they do? They gave bad advice and then spent millions on COVID vaccine campaigns instead of opioid awareness campaigns that would have saved lives. Opioid poisoning is a public health catastrophe in Canada. It's killing everybody, but especially the young and the male. And based on federal government awareness spending, I don't think the government cares all that much because, frankly, they're the ones that made the opioid crisis as bad as it is. And they knew it from the very beginning of the lockdowns. Here's Canada's chief public health officer, Theresa Tam, way back in May 2020, in a 7-tweet thread acknowledging the rise of opioid-related deaths, including a 39% rise in overdoses in April 2020 in BC versus data from the prior year. And Tam's advice, don't do drugs alone. Instead, do them over Zoom so that your drugged-out cohort on the other end of the internet can call 911 after witnessing your untimely death. It's revolting. And opioids, they're not killing the same people as COVID. People who generally die of COVID will die of anything. They're already dying, usually with a handful of comorbidities. It's sad, but true. But let's go through the data together to put the bad advice from the government and the lack of serious anti-opioid campaigning into context. There were a total of 32,632 opioid toxicity deaths between January 2016 and June 2022. Between January and June of 2022, there were 3,556 deaths, for a total of 20 deaths per day. And to show the impact of the pandemic on opioid poisoning, in 2016, the number of opioid deaths per day was just 8. In 2018, the number of deaths per day was 12. The pandemic lockdown sent that number skyrocketing up to 20. Loneliness, despair, job loss, lockdowns, isolation, all driving people to opioids and killing them. Males accounted for the majority of opioid deaths. 76% of the people who die because of opioids are men, the very same people who take their lives because of financial strife. Opioids are claiming the young in the productive years of their lives. The majority of opioid poisonings are among people aged 20 to 59. And it's mostly fentanyl killing them, which is so often trafficked into the United States and into Canada by China. The majority of fentanyl deaths were in British Columbia, Alberta, and Ontario. Those three provinces alone account for 90% of all opioid deaths annually. My God, it is a crisis that's killing the young, productive men in our country. And the government lockdowns, well, they've made it way worse. But there's no money to be made for Moderna and Pfizer and AstraZeneca by fighting the opioid crisis. And that is directly reflected in the government's marketing campaigns. Let me show you. Page 4 of an order paper question posed to the federal government by Colin Carey, the Conservative MP for Oshawa, reveals it all. $113 million were spent by Health Canada agencies on COVID and or COVID vaccination advertising, versus just $1.5 million on the dangers of opioids. And some, of course, solid advice from Theresa Tam to get high over FaceTime. For Rebel News, I'm Sheila Gunn-Reid. These sorts of paper trail investigations into government data take time and they take money. If you'd like to support our access to information investigations, please consider making a donation at rebelinvestigates.com.